I'm up. All right, this morning, some of you may know, some of you may not know. For the past 3 years that I've been in college, I've been going over spring break to Nicaragua on a mission trip with some other college students from our school. And today I just wanted to kind of show you guys what we do and what we get to do and let you know what we're going to do this summer. This spring break. But if you don't mind, I'd like to pray before we start. Great God, we just thank you for the service that we've had so far. I pray that through my words and my presentation that you would speak and that everyone here would see just your glory and your work being done, not just around here, but all over the world. I just thank you for the opportunity to speak and just to travel. And just thank you for everything you're doing. In your name we pray. Amen. You can go ahead to the next slide. So Nicaragua, fourth time's a charm. Like I said, this is my fourth year that I get to go to Nicaragua over spring break. I know it's not very popular for college students to go anywhere but someplace crazy for spring break. But there are a select few of us who love to go to Nicaragua and just serve and be able to serve. So who we work with? We work with a group called Amos. Amos is based in Nicaragua. They get their name from the Old Testament prophet Amos, who believed in working with the poor and helping the poor and needy in everything that we do. And their mission statement is up on there. Amos is a Christian nonprofit organization that exists to improve the health of impoverished communities by working alongside them in health education and development. And Amos works on the plan, if you ever heard that saying, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish, and he'll eat for a lifetime. So Amos works around this kind of idea that they don't just go into the communities and make them better for a day and then leave. But what they do is they like to create opportunities for them to continue better health. What Amos does is they go into the communities and they elect they call him a health promoter. And they elect a health promoter for that community. And it's one person who they extensively train in different ways from, you know, like child labor or nutritional things that then can be in the community when Amos workers can't always get there. Because they work in the most remote rural communities of Nicaragua that oftentimes you have to walk or take horse to get to. And so the health promoter then has their own health committee that gets to work alongside of them within the communities. Because oftentimes the communities are spread out, you know, not like the communities here. You could have one community could have a house in Philippi, whereas another house is clear over in Clarksburg, but it's considered the same community and it's just over terrain that's really hard to reach. So they have a committee who helps them through everything and kind of get out to the houses and works with each other to promote the health in their communities. So what I've done in the past, the first year we had the great privilege to take a two-hour hike to one of these communities. It was pretty much straight uphill through the woods. And we had to carry all of our gear with us, all of our bags, all of our vacation Bible school supplies, everything had to be carried with us, and we had to walk 2 hours to the community of El Roblar. And that year, we had the privilege of helping Amos make water filters. And in Nicaragua, there's, especially in these rural communities, there's really no access to clean drinking water. And this has caused a lot of deaths, especially in young children, from very preventable diseases, but they just don't know that it's coming from the water that they're drinking. So we were able to go in with Amos and help put together these water filters and deliver them to the different houses in the community of El Roblar. In my second year, we were spoiled a little bit, and we stayed in the actual city of Managua. We stayed at the Amos compound. The Amos compound is it's fairly large, but they have running water, no hot water, so I guess we lost a little bit there. But it was kind of nice because it was warm, so we got to to have cold showers, but we were able to stay in Managua and work in one of the local schools. And what we did at the school is we were able to do some health promotion, and we called them health stations. And what the students at the school would come through, and they got to go to each station, they got weighed, and their height was checked, and their nutrition was checked. And we were able to give them vitamins if they were malnourished. We also did lysing. We checked for lice and then did de-lysing, because lice was a big problem in this school. So we were able to de-lice every student in the school who came through there. And that's what the middle picture is. I don't know if you can see it up here a little better. In this middle picture, that's them rinsing out their hair after they've relieved them of the lice. And we were able to wash their hair for them right there. Last year, we got to drive all the way into the community of Tierra Blanca, which was nice. No more two-hour hike. But I'm kind of jealous that other people don't get to experience that. So we got to drive all the way into Tierra Blanca. And what we did here was we did the health stations again with some of the mothers and children from the community. Again, teaching them some of those same things, how to make sure their children are nourished well, giving them vitamins and such. We were also able to build them a new latrine, and that's what that bottom picture is right there. We were able to, their old one was filling up rapidly, and as Dr. Steinspring found out the hard way, was very susceptible to collapse. Dr. Steinspring, on the day before we finished the new latrine, was in the old one. And as you can see, there's not really seats. Like, that's where you go, right there. There's not really seats or anything to sit on. So you have to come up with strategic ways to hover over top of it. So Dr. Steinspring's method is to brace yourself on the back wall and just lean back and do your business. Well, the old one, the feet were beginning to rot out. Well, they were rust out of the old latrine. So what happened when he was leaning, and about halfway through his business, it decided to give way and fell off its pedestal. Luckily, it didn't completely collapse, just kind of fell a little bit. Ashley Mace told us afterwards that she was in the stall next door and just rapidly ran out. Didn't worry about checking to see if anyone else was in there and okay. So we had an interesting experience with that, but luckily we built them a new one and it was ready the very next day. So that was very, very beneficial for that. We also got to build them a sidewalk up to the clinic that they had built in the community as a place to house the health promoter and the health committee, to make it a little more accessible for the community members to make it to the clinic, to make sure that they got adequate needs, health needs met. So kind of just an overview. That's my 3 years, but just kind of an overview of what we do. I've kind of broken it up into these categories. You know, we learn, teach, work, educate, grow, and of course have fun. So what I mean by learning is, as you can see, I've kind of taken a picture from each year that I've gone. In the top right picture, we were able to go to a museum in Managua. And for some people may know, some people may not, this is a picture of Sandino. He was a revolutionary leader in Nicaragua. When the U.S. went over to aid the Nicaraguan government, there was an uprising in Nicaragua. Because kind of here, our view is the U.S. was doing what they were supposed to and helping the Nicaraguan government because that was the best for them. But in Nicaragua, the Nicaraguans didn't like the U.S. coming in because they didn't like the oppression that was being caused by the Nicaraguan government. And so, without going to Nicaragua, would not have seen the other side of this. Would not have seen how maybe the U.S. didn't do something okay. So Sandino kind of led the revolution, started the revolution that eventually gained Nicaraguans their independence. through the government. In the second picture, it's, you may be able to see it better up here. Yeah, it's a map. We were able to visit the Masaya volcano in Nicaragua. We got to go right to the top and look down inside of it. And this was a museum that was there at the volcano. And this is just a map of all the different, there's a line of volcanoes that go through Nicaragua. And many of them we get to see just driving around Nicaragua. You see them off in the distance and things. So we were able to learn about that part of Nicaragua and the different things that are there. In the last picture, in year three, we went to León. This is the oldest cathedral in Nicaragua. So we were able to go there, look at the pictures. It's a beautiful building, even though it's starting to become run down. They're doing a kind of restoration on it. But it was just great to see and to walk through this city of León. It's a kind of a city lost in time. It's still stuck back when. It's got very old architecture and very different things to see, which is really cool to see. We get to take, it's only a day and a half. We get to go throughout Nicaragua and just learn about the history of Nicaragua and the different things that are going on or that have gone inside of there. So that's a really cool cultural experience and learning experience for us. Next, we teach. And what I mean by teaching in like these pictures is we get to go, wherever we go, we get to have VBS.